from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I told you that I had
fresh Aiyuk.
I got some fresh Aiyuk.
Okay.
I got some fresh Aiyuk. And basically, this is a statement that was recently made by our guy, Mike Silver. And this is very, very recent. And the quote is that everything is still on the table, including all of the trades that you've heard about. Wait for it now. The Steelers scenario and I wouldn't rule out Washington.
I love it. That's the first thing I thought of this morning.
Yep.
And I didn't share it on the show thread, and I should have, but it's running around dropping a 2-year-old off at preschool. But when the Jahan Dotson trade popped, the first thing I thought of is, well, this clears the way for Brandon Aiyuk to become a Commanders. Go play with your buddy. And they say they don't want me.
Well, Washington got a new fancy third round draft pick, which could very well be a part of a package that comes to the 49ers. Although, what about that whole, like, the Niners want a receiver thing?
Exactly.
Maybe they don't anymore. Maybe they've spent so much time in this camp. Like, has anything happened that would make you go, maybe we don't need another receiver? I'll give you a few sentences. You tell me if any one of these resonate at all.
Okay.
And I've read all of this, okay? Number one, Chris Conley has had a great camp.
Okay.
Do anything for you?
It does a lot for me.
It does?
Yeah, he made a couple of big plays in the postseason last year, and I know that's not the same as, you know, being second in the league in yards per target, and it's not 75 catches, but he made a couple of big plays, and they used him in a couple of big spots, and he showed himself to be at least competent, at the very least.
All right, next. The 49ers have signed former 1,000-yard receiver Robbie Chosen.
Nah, it does nothing for me.
That does nothing. Okay. Yeah. How about last preseason game? Woo, Jacob Cowing popped. Do anything for you?
It does a little bit for me. I'm still more bullish on Ricky Pearsall, but he hasn't been healthy enough to play.
That was going
to
be my next sentence.
Oh, sorry.
I jumped the queue. Just like, we're still very high on Ricky Pearsall. Like, we drafted two rookies, and we like them.
That does a little bit for me.
If you trade Brandon, do you still need a receiver in return?
I think you do.
Okay.
But I don't know if the Niners think that.
Let me ask it this way. If you did, let's say you trade Brandon, and you get a receiver in return, who's the receiver that now doesn't make the team who's currently here?
I think it's Robbie Chosen, but you could look at the depth chart as it is now, and is Ronnie Bell going to make the team? Is he on the bubble? Is Trent Taylor going to make the team?
I don't think so.
I mean, you're looking at 6 receivers at most. So if you take Brandon Aiyuk out for the time being, and you say, okay, who are the other 5 receivers that are going to make it? It's going to be Debo and Juwan.
And the 2 rookies.
Right.
That's 4.
There's 4 of your 5 right there. So who's your 5th? Is it going to be?
I would handicap Conley as the favorite right now.
Okay. Yeah.
And again, if there's no Aiyuk, and you're saying you keep 5 or keep 6?
You keep 6 with Aiyuk, and you probably keep 6 anyway. Okay. If you don't have Aiyuk.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at last year and snap counts. And, you know, the question is, do you need another receiver? Deebo played exactly 2/3 of the snaps last year, 66%. Brandon played 3/4 of the snaps, 75%. Juwan played 1/3, and then the rest was divided between Ray Ray, Willie Snead, Ronnie Bell. Conley actually played 10% of snaps last year.
Yeah.
So could Conley step up and take some of Brandon Ayuk's?
I like Conley. Like, I'm just like, don't attach that to anything. I like Chris Conley.
They like Chris Conley.
So if you're receiving core, if you popped out of this, like, let's add Chosen to it just for fun, because he's a veteran and he's been around. So let's say you do trade Ayuk and you don't get a receiver in return, and you're like, we've got our receiving core. It is Deebo Samuel, Juwan Jennings, Chris Conley, Robbie Chosen, and the two rooks. And Cowing is your punt returner.
Yeah.
You all right?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that's good enough. I mean, I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm all right because I know what they like to do offensively, and they like to do a lot of two running backs and one tight end. They like to do a lot of two running backs and two tight ends. When you do two running backs and two tight ends, you only need one wide receiver.
Yeah.
So you can do that more than you normally would, and you can move McCaffrey out into the slot, and now he's a receiver. You can move Deebo into the backfield, and he's a running back. You have enough interchangeability with your roster that you can get away with it. But the one thing that makes me pause in all this is the fact that you're losing your one true receiver, the guy you can put out in the X position and say, get open.
Yeah, but I think that they think that that will get better each week.
Yeah, and that's like who Ricky Pearsall should become.
They're betting on the rookies.
Yeah.
I think they like the rookies, you know, and Ricky is like both of them fell a little bit behind. Ricky a lot behind. But maybe by week 9, they don't feel that way anymore. You know what I mean? And can Chris Conley and Robbie Chosen be placeholders for the first half of the season? I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I'm not like, you know what I mean? I'm not offended by it. And in fact, you know, 925 says, how about getting another position of need in return? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, what if you added to your D-line depth?
Exactly. That would be something that would make me feel better.
And got draft capital.
Yeah, you're going to get draft capital.
Sure.
And draft capital is obviously not that sexy as it pertains to this year, because I do think you have holes. Your D-line depth is a question. Your offensive line, right now your interior offensive line, you feel better about it with the way that Dominic Pooney's played, but I do think you could still use another guy who could be a guard or a tackle, a swing offensive lineman for depth. And outside of that, I think your roster's pretty good. Your secondary's deep with what the rookies have done out there at safety, and your linebacking looks pretty solid. Your tight end position is great. We know quarterback is lock solid, and running backs, you've got options at running back. You're going to end up cutting a pretty good running back.
Yeah, I think Mason's an interesting player this year. Also, they just added to the tight end room today. They brought Logan Thomas back. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Just a few hours ago. Just brought him back. So, hey, GPD's on the line here on Willard and Dibbs. Jason LaConfora is going to join us in 15 minutes. Wrote a scathing article about the 49ers. That's not actually true. But he's doing the same thing a lot of people are doing, which is vibe check 49ers down. And so, like, not high on this season. There's a piece of me that likes that right now, but we can get to that in a second. Hey, GPD, what are you doing, good man?
What's up? Hey, Willard without the I and Dibs without the B.
That's what we're talking about.
Grandpa Daddy.
I just picked up my 3-year-old from preschool, going to grandma and grandpa's house, and I heard you guys talking. I freaking love you guys, man. You know what? You guys always make my day.
Hey, are you going to be at the next summit in Fremont?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm going to be there, man. Hey, I'm sorry I missed it.
What's she saying, GPD?
She said, Grandma, she said, Grandpa, she calls him Papa, Papa's house.
Oh, yeah, you got to get to Papa's house. I thought she was saying, don't trade Ayuk, John. Don't trade him.
Bro, you guys always hit the nail on the head. You know, I'm with you, man. Willard, I'm tired, man. I'm tired. Look, are you just, what do they say, ass or get off the pot? Come on, man. They done called all, they done called all your bluffs. Get with it, man. You're hurting the team. And one other thing. How many times we got to go through this? I told you guys I was Team Purdy from the beginning. I saw when he did that one season before he got his Tommy John injury. I saw it, and I says, he the man. This is what they need. How many times did he get to prove himself? I'm just going to say it. I believe he's a victim of reverse racism. You got all these black quarterbacks doing their thing, so everybody's like, man, it's all about the black quarterback now. We tired of the, you know, I'm just keeping it real. Oh, we tired of the white boys having all the fame. Now we got the black quarterback. So, see, I can say this because I'm black. So, you know, so he's a victim of the reverse racism. Purdy, he's the great white hope again. Give him his props. I love Purdy. He showed himself. He proved himself. He can go in the huddle and say, and tell all these dudes down, they respect him now, right? What did he say? Hey, you guys, wait a minute. Shut the F up. Shut the F. Listen to the play. And they respect him now. He got the respect of the team, right? I'm just keeping it real. He said it himself. They respect him now. And he's like, man, shut the F up. Here's the play. Blah, blah, blah. I'm waiting for the time when he gets into play and gets into the huddle and says, hey, look.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I don't call this play. No, people, did you see that dude over there? And did you see the way the linebacker was moving up on that? Oh, no. I'm calling a change. And then he does an audible on the line right to Shanahan, right to Purdy, pulls that off for the first time. I'm waiting for that one. And they're successful. Purdy, we love you, dog. You got this. You know what I'm saying?
Jumping in, daddy. We know exactly what you see. You're an original,
just,
man.
Rack him. Somebody needs to rack that man. That was great.
I will say, I agree there's an ism going on. I am not going to call it reverse racism.
You can't.
I won't.
He did, and he can.
I am going to refer to my coined phrase, draftism. And I think the proof is completely in the pudding because nobody wants C.J. Stroud to show us again. Nobody thinks that's a small sample. Nobody thinks Jordan Love is a small sample. Nobody thinks any of those players who came out of the first round are a small sample. Only Brock. Only Brock. If C.J. Stroud wins the division again this year, there is going to be a parade in Houston, even if they're a first round out. There'll be a parade, and C.J. Stroud will be the next big thing, and he will have had the same number of starts as Brock Purdy.
Right.
Fewer, considering Brock will be playing this year as well.
Well, he already has fewer, and you're right about the level of doubt on C.J. Stroud. He's already, I mean, many people are ready to crown him after 1 year, and Brock, there's still, you know, whispers and wonder about whether or not he's going to get that bag.
Put this in ink right now. if the Bears make the playoffs,
oh geez,
nobody is going to say, well, small sample, Caleb Williams, very small sample. No one will say that.
And I'll agree with that, because if the Bears make the playoffs, it will be a miracle. And if the Bears make the playoffs, yeah, Caleb Williams will be a top five in the MVP guy.
It's a good roster.
Yeah, but
I don't know the ins and outs. I don't know the trenches of the Bears. I don't know exactly where their defense sits. They got a good roster. They got some players now.
Yeah, that's just that it's receiving the Bears,
core. I mean, the Eagles receiving core. What about the Bears receiving core? DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunze.
Yeah, and they've had a nice little hookup early from Caleb to Rome.
Yep.
It's been nice, but it's a big step up for the Bears to go from as bad as they've been. Last year, they were a little bit better. They took some steps forward and got rid of their quarterback. So, well, I wonder about the rookie quarterback and see how well he'll do when we get into the real games.
What if the Commanders trade for Brandon Ayuk and make the playoffs?
That would be a shocker.
Is anybody going to say that Jaden Daniels needs to show us again?
I doubt it. There'll be no sample size talk about that.
Yeah.
And I'm reading through the Jason Lockenfora piece in the Washington Post, and the word he's using a lot is vibes. And it feels like the touchy-feely vibes that the Niners have had aren't really there as much anymore with the hold in and the hold out. And he does go on to say that executives that he's talked to off the record have said that the Trent Williams situation is a big time nod, nod, wink, wink. Like, yeah, you're holding out. Ha ha ha. You're not really holding out. We'll see you when we need to see you.
Trent Williams is playing on September 9th. Promise you.
And that's what Jason Lockenfora, who joins us at the top of the hour, he's talked to people around the league who've said, come on.
There's no issue with Trent. There is an issue with Brandon.
Right.
There's an issue.
In his piece, he says that, you know, it seems to him that the trade talks between these teams are essentially dead. According to executives he's talked to, that the trade talks and the dialogue between these teams essentially were suspended this week.
Okay.
After, you know, reaching serious stages with the Patriots, Steelers, and Browns. And I wonder if that is still the case here, you know, 7 hours after he wrote the piece.
Well, he's based, correct me if I'm
Baltimore,
wrong, he's based in Baltimore. Yep. Let's ask him about the Commanders, for crying out loud. Like, let's ask him about that rumor for sure and see if it's rekindled. But at the same time, I'd completely believe it if trade talks have died, because these other teams, like, again, there's a game in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You ain't trying to change your game plan right now.
Jason writes, one person heavily involved in the process said the Niners entered Tuesday, 2 days ago, at $29 million a year. And then he goes on to say it's unclear how close the sides may be on full contract guarantees. And Ayuk had intimated that he wants 30, according to Jason Lockenfora. So he writes, obviously, that's not a huge gulf. So we can ask Jason Lockenfora, our Odyssey NFL insider, about these numbers. And if that's the case, like, what's the holdup here, my friends?
Dude.
I mean, this is straight from the piece
Monday,
in the Washington Post.
Monday at 2:00. If you aren't here, I'm out. And I know nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
That's just one fan talking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.